I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my top 100 songs from now until Christmas. I've got the autofocus on, which really does annoy me, but otherwise something's gone wrong. I've lost the software. I'm just talking bollocks. Every Sunday between now and Christmas Eve, hey Eve, I am going to play my top 100 songs. Now, these songs are not necessarily, in my opinion, the best songs ever written by any other band. They're my 100 favourite songs at this moment in time. Some of the songs may be strange, but they do mean more to me than maybe some classic songs that I really, really do enjoy. So it's more songs that I can't live without rather than the best 100 songs ever. So you have to bear that in mind. And obviously, it's my opinion. And my opinion, like everybody else's, is like an arsehole. Everyone has one. I've always wanted to say that because I just think it's so naff. Just get in with his Polari. Right, now listen. So last week, I had a lot of I was going to say complaints, but that was only the neighbours. Right, so last week, so many people said how much they enjoyed the show, and they'll be listening again this week. So just a quick mention to Connor, Steve, Joe, Liam, Phil, and the others that I can't remember so much. Anyway, let's get this ball rolling. Remember, back in the 70s, there was a band called Montrose, Space Station Number 5. I say, what? I said Space Station Number 5. Well, there was a guitarist in that band who went on to be the singer in Van Halen. Yes, that's right. It's the amazing Sammy Hagar, and This Planet Is On Fire at number 9.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Hey, that's good, because that's a great ending. Now, seriously, if you don't like that, you may as well just leave now. That song is coming in today, this week, at number 89. And to be fair, it's a lot lower than it should be. It should be in the top 20, but I've had to move a few songs around just to make things sound better in each segment and timings. So he kept getting moved up. But it's such a good song, and I think it fits this week's really well. Sammy Hagar, a great guitarist. Also, stereo. If you're listening in stereo, who the fuck listens in stereo these days? Only old people. But seriously, try and get yourself sorted out with stereo, because that's a fucking great stereo song. Right, move on, Steve. They don't want to hear you go. But you are. Right, listen. My next song is number 88. Now, come on, Eileen. We'll give you a clue. It's not that song. It's not even Brushstrokes theme tune. Whatever that one was, I forgot. That was a really good song as well. No, but Dexys did something awesome. Back in February 2012, they released this album, One Day I'm Going to Soar. And I saw them do a version of this song on Jules Holland, and it was so brilliant, so brilliant. I was going to play the YouTube video of Jules Holland, but they've taken it down. I think that's mainly because he uses the word bisexual and stuff. I don't know what that means, to be honest, but you know what the BBC are like sometimes. They have to be a little bit careful, a little bit woo, a little bit way. But it's a brilliant, and it's got a young girl in it called Maddie, who sells a song. This, in my opinion, is the 2012 version of Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, Meatloaf. Yeah, but honestly, I love, 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 love this song. Whether or not you think it should be in anyone's top 100, it's neither here nor there. But have a listen. It's brilliant. 88.
That I loved her, because I thought that's what it was, but I didn't know what I was talking about. I'm incapable of love. I'm learning now, I won't do that again. I won't say those three words anymore.
Let's hear you say
I'm incapable of love.
You're incapable. trying to quit. I'm trying to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just incapable of love. Incapable of love. I'm just incapable of love. Incapable of love. Uh-huh. Maybe I was just born that way. Maybe one day I'll be different.
No.
Maybe one day I'll be ready for a proper relationship. I could try being committed again.
No.
Maybe we could try it again on a more relaxed basis, you know, like an open kind of thing, you know? What do you think?
No, I'm not going to put myself through that again.
You don't think so? I was just thinking that, like, if it was more relaxed, a bit less rigid, it might work better.
No, it's all or nothing.
All or nothing. All or nothing.
Yes.
Do you ever view an open relationship? Don't mean in a bisexual way.
Fuck that, I'm not stupid. And I'm fuck that, I'm not stupid. I'm a fuck that, I'm not stupid. You never even saw me to try. I was a challenge, a test for your pride. Something in you is lacking inside. What part of
the girl's name is Madeleine Hayland. I hope I said that wrong. I'm rubbish. Dyslexic people can't read straight away from the thing. But it's MadeleineHyland. Seriously, if you like that, search her online. She's released an album 2 years ago now, maybe. Really good. Funky Donkey. Liked it. But I loved her in... on the Jules Holland Show, so much so that I brought tickets to see Dex's at the Symphony Hall with my friend Darren. I know! And it was incredible. Such a good sound. And I love brass. I love wind. I love mouth music. Me and David, look, we're going to do a show about mouth music because I think there's so many like great songs with mouth instruments in, like trombones, saxophones, mouth organs. You know, there's three, and there's at least four more. Right. I've lost my list. That was 88, so we're going to 87. What's 8? Oh, now, 87. Interesting. I think this song is in by default. So is that the right word? It's cuckoos, right? They go into other people's nests and chuck the eggs out and then lay their eggs in. And then they get the other birds to look after them for them. What do you mean that's like, don't do politics, Steve. This is music. Right. So listen, I don't know if this is a cuckoo in the nest. It's by a band called Wasp, W-A-S-P, with dots, capital letters, W-A-S-P, capital letters. And everyone thinks it stands for something, but apparently it doesn't. It was just written like that because it was cool. But if you can make up your own guesses as to what it means. But this was from the Last Command album, and which was released in October 25 in 1984. I brought the 12-inch single, and I found out on eBay it's selling now for £14. I need the money. But I haven't put it up yet, so don't go and bid on somebody else's. Right, I think it's just a massive, massive wall of sound. Great guitar, and it's got a little bit more to it than just your normal heavy metal song, and that's why I've included it in my 100, because I really, every time I hear it, I just so enjoy it. You may not, because it is that heavy metal type music, but it's got some 87. We'll be right back.
free till I couldn't see. I fell on the floor when I said,
Texas, 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 Texas. Just a lot of energy. Love, love, love songs with lots of energy. And I play that a lot of times to give me a bit of a boost. Not a biscuit boost, but just a boost. Too much getting blind drunk in Texas. Shall we slow it down a little bit? Oh, I was going to do this, and I keep forgetting to do it. The amount of streams on Spotify, all the songs I'm going to play, as well as part of my 100, are songs that I can only get on Spotify. So, which has pissed me off a bit, but then I think sometimes, what's his name? Fucking hell, I've forgotten his name now. Russ Never Sleeps, do you know what I mean? And that was a prelude. Neil Young, thank you very much, right? Neil Young is not on Spotify, and I really wanted to play Hurricane. I so really wanted to put that in. But then I'm thinking, you're such a dick. And he's probably not. I don't know him. But to me, he's such a dick because he didn't let me play Hurricane from Spotify. So that would have been in my top 100, but it's gone, replaced. I have no idea by what. Maybe that song there. Maybe this song. Oh, yeah. No, so streams on Spotify. So, The Last Command, Blind in Texas, 8 million streams, 260,877, right? my next act up. Now, I could play... Oh, this is a good introduction time. Now, it's Pink, right? Now, I know you're going to say Pink, Stink, but no. Only one in the Pink, two in the Stink. I really did say that out loud. Listen, no. Pink, I've seen her five times, I think, in concert, maybe six. She's such a entertainer. She's so, and her singing is fucking shit hot. Also, right, she does some great shows. And I'm not, you know, if you're watching this, Pink, because I know you probably are, I don't feel you, I mean, it's the world we live in. But to me, you and Justin, Justin's a guitarist who is so shit hot. And the girls who do the backing vocals. Like, you could just do a concert. But then I, every time I've seen this, she's had mad people in her band. So, because I think she's a good judge of character. And I think she's got some really fun people with her on the road. And she does some great shows. This is from her I'm Not Dead album, which she cites as her Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon. Don't at me at that, right? I actually agree with her. I think it's her best album ever. It's because she was still smoking at this time, but it's such a great album. And there's a few albums. That's what I said about last week about Bryan Adams. I didn't mean to say it's my favorite song, my favorite album. I'm saying it's my favorite song. That's a favorite. That's my favorite album of Sam. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's my favorite album of Bryan Adams and the favorite song from the album. This is actually my favorite song, I think, really, from Leave Me. It's called Leave Me Alone. I'm Lonely. However, there are some brilliant songs on this album, so it's really difficult to pick. And I think this one is a good song if you've never heard Pink before. Also, I'm going to play the live version video because she's so good live, right? She's such a good musician. She's such a good entertainer. I think she's such a good all-round person. I don't know. I've never met her. But Pink is those one of those people that can sing a song brilliantly, and then something could happen and she'll talk about it and then come back in at the next line. She does this in this. I'm going to keep it in. So look out for it. She's just so comfortable on a stage. And this song is awesome. I think I've spoken far too long about Pink, but honestly, I love her and I love her band and I love Justin, her guitarist. So, so good. It's called Leave Me Alone, I'm Lonely by Pink off her seminal album. That sounds just so rude. And it's number
86.
More when you're not here.
was the live album. Just it. I left it. I was going to cut it off after the first Good Night, but Justin Derrico, I think his surname is. His guitaring is brilliant. She did a version of Babe, Babe in the City. Babe, I'm going to leave you, Led Zeppelin, off two. And man, he is, I don't want to say he's wasted his Pink's guitarist because they are just such a good team together. But his guitaring is just shines when you go and see them in concert. Pink calls that dance the bad dancing dance. And she got an old man up in the audience when I first went. I was so, so pissed off. I was miles away. I'd have loved to dance with Pink because I'm such a good groovy dancer. Groovy, don't hear that much in 2023, do you? Right. Okay, we're moving on now to 85. Hey, we've got a classic. This is a complete classic. Honestly, I'm not...
85.
Steve Miller Band and The Joker.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. Get my lovin' on the run. Ooh. I'm right here at home.
did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Come on, baby, now, show you a good time.
I really love your peaches, I wanna shake your tree. Not sure if that's allowed in 2023, shaking people's peaches or loving people's peaches and shaking their trees. I don't know. Anyway, Steve Miliband, The Joker. It's a classic. If you don't agree with me, I don't give a shite. So what I'm going to do now is play the next song from a band who I think their biggest hit was Airport by the Motors. And I actually saw them live in a club under the Palisades in Birmingham. I'm not sure. It could be the Hummingbird. I'm not sure what the nightclubs in Birmingham were called near Hurst Street at the time. But I went to see them and I loved them. And this song is such a great song for me. For you, I don't know.
84.
It's called... I forgot what it's called now. Oh, that's right. Forget About You.
84.
Motors, I actually got that on 12-inch red vinyl. And if you don't know what that means, it's not rude. Let's see what the next one... Oh, my goodness gracious me. So if I was to say the next song was by Sananda Maitreya, you'll all be going, WTF? Well, Sananda Maitreya is one of those used-to-be-known-as people. Oh, yes. Sananda Maitreya used to be known as Terence, Trent, Darby. And if you've never heard the song, Let Her Down Easy, then you're in for a treat. If you have, then you'll think, oh, I remember this song, it was shit. Or you might think, I remember this song and it was really, really good. It's got a lovely little story to it about a girl having sex for the first time. That makes it sound dirty. It's not, it's pure and it's beautiful. and it's Let Her Down Easy, one of my favourite songs, number 83.
You're top man on the scene. You don't think life comes in between. But hey, she's just 17. She feels that she's a worldly girl. But man, you've been around the world. She is just some worried daddy's girl. Even though there's nothing I can say to cheat you in nature anyway, let her down easy, her heart is on a dime. Let her down easy and you'll grow up in time. In her strawberry eyes, the way she sees you signifies that she's susceptible to your velvet lies. But if you must lay her down, may a butterscotch glow be her dressing gown. And please do not lead her on when you leave town. Even though there's nothing I can say to cheat you in nature anyway, let her down easy, her heart is on the line. Let her down easy and you'll grow up in time. She's a woman now with a daughter to make her proud. In her crayon world of paper clouds, she still remembers you, the first boy that she gave it to. And she laughs at how little then she knew. Her daughter is 5, and her grandfather adores her, of course. Let her down easy, her heart is on the line. Let her down easy, and you'll grow up. In time.
Let Her Down Easy by Sananda Maitreya. I think I've learnt it now. I know you're going to say Terence Trent D'Arby, but I'm not. People have the right to change and call themselves what they like. People have rights, you know what I mean? Don't judge. Oh, I hate the world at the moment, do you know what I mean? Because everyone's sort of gobbing off about how they don't like people because they do this, that, and the other. Just let people breathe. Right. I'm not sure if it's a love song. It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful piece of music. And if you don't agree that it's a beautiful piece of music, there's no hope for you. There's no hope for you. It is a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. Now, talking of beautiful pieces of music, REO Speedwagon. Now, we could pick a bunch we could pick a bunch. This is another one of my favorite song, favorite albums. I'm going to have to get a thing to go. Zoomp. Favorite song, favorite album. And it's my favorite album by REO Speedwagon. Now, not many people actually like this. It's called Life As We Know It. And it's not, I don't even think, like, they had some big hits, but this wasn't one of them. But it's if you're in love with someone, right? If you're in love, and I think maybe it's probably, I think this is written from a male perspective, I can't remember, but seriously, if you're in love with someone, this song is a great song to send them, right? Can't Get You Out of My Heart.
82.
Shall we talk about best endings to songs? See, I've noticed when I've compiled this list that a lot of songs, especially the early songs, just fade out. And I get that. But when you play them live, you can't. So you can always tell a good live band. This is my theory. I'm just making it up. when they have good endings to songs, they've obviously played on the road. Whereas like bands that record in the studio just fade out and die. And that's philosophy, according to Hen. It's another Henism. Right, last song of the night, number 81. This song, as I said, should be way down in the 20s. But for legal reasons, I needed to fill time somewhere along the line and move it around a bit. It's a brilliant song. It's such a brilliant song. You might hate it because it is a rock song. It's got Ronnie James Dio on vocals. It's got Ritchie Blackmore on. What did he used to play? That guitar thing. I think I'm not sure if Cozy Powell was with him. Don Airey maybe as well. Don Hairy Don, as I like to call him. But anyway, I'm going to leave you with this one because it's a lot easier to leave you with this one rather than me talking bollocks at the end. So this is the final song of the night. It's Stargazer by Rainbow. Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow. Ronnie James Dio, God rest his soul. What a fantastic voice. What a fantastic intro. What a fantastic... I've been drinking. What a fantastic keyboard and drum bed. Here we go.
There's no sun.